I got started when I graduated high school, and then I had just entered college, and I was looking for a part-time job when I saw this ad on the, you know, school hallway on the bulletin board saying that, you know, they were looking to hire some sign spinners. At the time, living in Phoenix, I had seen sign holders all over the city, so I really thought that's what I was going to be doing until I went to one of their practices and I met with their managers. And they told me all about it. They're like, oh, yeah, you guys do tricks and, you know, you guys grab people's attention. I was like, okay, can't be too bad. So then they gave me a sign. They showed me a couple of tricks and really latched onto it. I'd never latched onto something so quickly. I mean, within the first hour, I mean, I was getting it.
Brian Sanchez was a professional sign spinner in Phoenix, Arizona, before becoming the creative director for Arrow Advertising, the world's largest guerrilla marketing franchise.
We kind of go out there sometimes, you know, they'll want to hire 15 spinners to go out during somebody else's campaign and spin for them, you know, to try to divert attention from the current campaign to another one.
The agency was started by Mac Durowick, who's also responsible for inventing sign spinning, a form of advertising that combines advertising signs, extreme sports, and street performance into a powerful marketing tool.
It all started back in 2002 when owner now, Max Durowick, used to hold signs for a different company, Human Directionals, HD Staffing. And then what they did is they got bored one day when they were out there, him and his friends, and they started flipping the signs and noticed that they can get more attention by, you know, flipping it, spinning it a little bit, and then freezing it. Well, one day their manager drove by and wasn't happy with that. He told them that they shouldn't be spinning it. They should just be holding it and standing still. Well, Max, you know, didn't like that. He was bored. He didn't want to just be standing there. So what he ended up doing eventually, he ended up, you know, leaving the company and starting his own. And eventually, you know, the company just blew up with people coming in and bringing their own styles and, you know, learning how to do different tricks with them.
Mac was 17 when he started the company and quickly learned on the job. Information on local laws regarding signage and the advantages to creating one's own ads were duly noted. The company now employs a couple of thousand employees in 38 offices across the United States and 5 offices abroad. The performing employees are called spinners. According to Brian, they should have excellent hand-eye coordination, great attitude and motivation, and the ability to enjoy their work. Hiring spinners begins with filling a simple application.
Once that's filled out, all spinners go to weekly practices that we hold at a local park, and all the guys learn how to do the stretches, you know, how to warm up so they don't get hurt out on the corner. And then from there, we teach them the tricks and how to advertise a message on the sign with the 5 general steps that we incorporated. Point, make eye contact, smile and wave, do your trick, present the sign, and then repeat. With that method, I mean, if they do that consistently throughout the day, which we teach them to, I mean, clients are going to be coming in and cars are going to be honking and people are going to be waving at them all day long.
The average spinner knows close to 50 to 75 moves, and the agency trains them in up to 300 tricks. There can be hundreds of possible permutations and combinations of those tricks and moves. Occasionally, spinners come up with their own tricks that nobody has seen before. To keep those creative juices flowing, Brian says, steps are taken to motivate spinners, some of whom are high school graduates, and ensure their well-being.
We do check up on all our spinners once or twice a day, and we like to give them little spin breaks. So, I mean, as managers, we drive around, we make sure they're doing their thing, make sure they're, you know, doing their job well, and then we stop by, you know, give them a little score, and then give them about a 5 to 10 minute break where we take over the sign and we spin for them. Maybe we get them some water, because I mean, sometimes, you know, if you're out there for about 5 to 6 hours, your water's gonna be hot midway through. So we'll get them, you know, a couple waters, maybe a Gatorade to keep them, you know, pumped up. And then, I mean, sometimes the crowd themselves, you know, keeps them motivated with the smiles and the waves back and just the honking. Spinners do on occasion get tips, whether it be money or, you know, water or Gatorade. I mean, they love that.
It's not just the spinners who are made to feel special. According to Brian, each client is catered to according to its individual need.
So if an apartment complex, you know, was looking to raise their occupancy rate, and depending on where their location at, we would either place one or two spinners, one in front of their location and then one at the nearest intersection. And then we would make sure the spinners were pointing directly at each other, and then the other one would be pointing directly at the property complex. And we usually have them out there anywhere from 3 to 6 hours. And then it's all, we do all the graphics in-house. So, I mean, all they have to do is send us a logo and any kind of message they might want to see on there. And then we convert that and put it on a sign and give them a couple proofs in order for them to choose from. Once they choose, we print it and we get it all going.
Some clients know exactly what they want. Some also send T-shirts for spinners to wear, although costumes aren't allowed since they are a little difficult to spin in. In 2009, 311, the rock band from Omaha, Nebraska, featured an arrow sign spinner from San Diego, California, in the music video of their single, Hey You. Since then, sign spinners have been featured in a television ad for the 2011 Ford Fiesta.
Does this get good gas mileage?
Yeah.
And in the season 6 trailer for the cable television series, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Remember the Green Man? Mm-hmm. Yep. According to Brian, sign spinning as a marketing tool has an immense potential since each spinner brings something different to the table. Arrow Advertising's ultimate mission is, quote unquote, to grow the sport of sign spinning into a global advertising medium represented by the world's strongest shape, the arrow. For Ozarks at Large, Amiti Agnihotri Mudholkar.